regarding the halakha of the Birkat HaTov HaMetiv. We studied in Gemara that the city of Biter, which was the last stronghold of the Jewish people after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, the Romans came in and made war against this city, and they killed, according to some accounts, 500,000 Jews, and they did not allow us to bury our dead. And for 7 years, the Gemara says, the Jews laid strewn on the ground in Biter, unburied, and their blood flowed freely to the fields of the neighboring Goyim, and they used our blood to fertilize their fields. 7 years later, the Romans led us back into Biter to bury our dead, and miraculously we saw that the bodies, lo esrichu, they did not decompose, they did not smell. At that time, the Sanhedrin that was in Yavne decided to make a special beracha to commemorate that miraculous event. And they made the beracha in Birkat HaMazon, the fourth beracha, Hatov HaMetiv. Hatov shelo esrichu, HaMetiv shenitnu lekvura. And they went a step further and said that whenever something good happens to people, where more than one person benefits, it would be proper to make the beracha of Hatov HaMetiv. For example, Maran brings down in Siman Resh Chaf Gimal that if a person is blessed with a birth of a baby boy, and of course he's happy, his wife is happy, it's a simcha, at the time of the birth he makes the beracha with Shem Malchut, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hatov HaMetiv. Now, although Maran does say to make this beracha b'shem u'malchut, the Ben Ish Chai writes that the minhag is that if a person is blessed with a baby boy, he makes the shehiyanu at the brit milah. Now, even though that shehiyanu at the brit milah is really for the mitzvah, but he has in mind for the birth of the baby boy also. And he says this is the opinion of the Chesed Alafim. The Kaf HaHaim also quotes this. Yalkut Yosef in Chedek Gimal also brings this Ben Ish Chai down and writes that this seems to be the prevalent minhag. Chaim Ben Sion says that if people have this minhag not to make a tov emetiv at the birth of a baby boy, he said it would be proper at least the next time you make Birkat HaMazon, when you make the fourth beracha tov emetiv, you should have in mind that it's also fulfilling the mitzvah of the beracha for the baby boy. In any event, Chaim Ben Sion also writes that if somebody wants to adopt the minhag to make this beracha b'shem u'malchut, he has the right. That's the opinion also of Birkat Hashem, Rabbi Moshe Levi, Zichron Levracha. He also writes in his sefer that it's proper to make this beracha b'shem u'malchut. So therefore, as we said, those that want to follow the Ben Ish Chai, seems that's the opinion of the Yalkut Yosef also, even Chaim Ben Sion wants to say you have a way out by making a Tov HaMetiv Birkat HaMazon, and we don't hear too much in our parts this beracha being made, so that would be the route to take. But again, if somebody wants to be Mosif and make this beracha, La Halakha, he's definitely in the right, and you can't stop him from making a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu.